Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 43, Special Instructions, Episode 10, Lord Chaitanya's Synopsis of the Atma Rama Verse. My dear Sanatan, now let me give you the complete meaning of the Atma Rama Shloka as it is applied in different places. The word Brahma indicates the summum bonum, the absolute truth, which is greater than all other truths. It is the original identity, and there can be nothing equal to that absolute truth. The proper meaning of the word Brahma is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is one without a second, and without whom nothing else can exist. That absolute truth without a second is Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the Supreme Truth in past, present, and future. That is the evidence of all revealed scriptures. The word Atma or Self indicates the highest truth, Krishna. Krishna is the all-pervasive witness of all, and Krishna is the supreme form. There are three ways to attain the lotus feet of the absolute truth, Krishna. There is the process of philosophical speculation, the practice of mystic yoga, and the execution of devotional service. Each of these has its different characteristics. The absolute truth is the same, but according to the process by which one understands the absolute truth, he appears in three forms, as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although the words Brahma and Atma indicate Krishna, their direct meaning refers only to the impersonal Brahman and the Supersoul, respectively. If one follows the path of philosophical speculation, the Absolute Truth manifests himself as impersonal Brahman. And if one follows the path of mystic yoga, the Absolute Truth manifests himself as the Supersoul, Paramatma. There are two kinds of devotional activity, spontaneous and regulative. By spontaneous devotional service, one attains the original personality of Godhead Krishna, and by the regulative process, one attains the expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By executing spontaneous devotional service in Vrindavana, one attains the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And by executing regulative devotional service, one becomes an associate of Narayana and attains the Vaikuntha Lokas, the spiritual planets in the spiritual sky. The devotees are divided into three categories: Akama or desireless, Mokshakama, desiring liberation, and Sarvakama, desiring material perfection. The meaning of the word Udaradhi is Buddhiman, intelligent or considerate. And because of this, even for one's own sense gratification, one engages in the devotional service of Lord Krishna. The other processes cannot yield results unless they are associated with devotional service. However, devotional service is so strong and independent that it can give one all the desired results. With the exception of devotional service, all other methods of self-realization are like the nipples on the neck of a goat. Therefore, an intelligent person adopts only devotional service giving up all other processes of self-realization. Materialistic devotees take to devotional service and worship Krishna when they are distressed or in need of money. Those who are actually inquisitive to understand the supreme source of everything, and those who are in search of knowledge, are also called transcendentalists, for they desire liberation from all material contamination. Because they have a pious background, all four types of people are to be considered greatly fortunate. Such people gradually give up material desires and become pure devotees. One is elevated to the platform of devotional life by the mercy of a Vaishnava, the bona fide spiritual master, and by the special mercy of Krishna. On that platform, one gives up all material desires and the association of unwanted people. Thus, one is elevated to the platform of pure devotional service. Cheating oneself and cheating others is called Kaitava. Associating with those who cheat in this way is called Dusanga, bad association. Those who desire things other than Krishna's service are also called Dusanga, or bad association. The prefix pra in the word projita specifically refers to those desiring liberation or oneness with the Supreme. Such a desire should be understood to be the foremost cheating propensity. For the great commentator, Sridhar Swami, has explained this verse in that way. So when merciful Lord Krishna understands that a foolish devotee desires material prosperity, Krishna gratefully gives one the shelter of his lotus feet. In this way, Krishna covers the devotee's undesirable ambitions. Association with a devotee, the mercy of Krishna, and the very nature of devotional service combine in helping one to give up all undesirable association and gradually attain elevation to the platform of love of Godhead. And so, my dear Sanatan, in this way I explain all the words in the Atma Rama verse. And it should be understood that all these words are meant to enable one to taste the transcendental qualities of Krishna. And I have given all these explanations just to give some indication of the meaning of the Atma Rama Shloka. Recorded May 6, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.